I've never been a fan of Bill O'Reilly, but he is clearly correct and backed by history the world over when he wrote, "Having covered scores of gun-related crimes over the years, I can tell you that government restrictions will not stop psychopaths from harming people. They will find a way." But what will inflame the most people is his line about the price of freedom being easy access to guns because the Second Amendment is clear that Americans have the right to arm themselves for protection, even the loons. O'Reilly also wrote, "The NRA and its supporters want easy access to weapons while the left wants them banned." The National Rifle Association does support the right of Americans to keep and bear arms, but doesn't simply support easy access to weapons, in that NRA has long supported aggressive prosecution of legitimate laws when the use of firearms have been abused. NRA makes a clear distinction between responsible use of firearms and criminal use of such. This is a distinction the left generally does not make. The left's admitted ultimate goal is a completely disarmed populace, no matter whether those being disarmed are law-abiding or not. It's the NRA that recognizes that firearms are a tool that can be used for good or bad. The left offers us no flexibility by offering only a world in which government agents are armed and citizens left defenseless from each other and from those agents should they abuse their power. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m., read commentaries and more at PrattOnTexas.com.